This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Do you like dancing? Or perhaps you're looking for some gentle exercise? Well, whichever it is, Site Support Rydale and Kirkham Henry Performing Arts hold sessions for people living with sight loss in the area. So joining us to tell us a bit more about it is Anne Rudick, MBE, who is the Chair of Trustees at Site Support Rydale. Anne, it is really nice to speak with you again.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Let's chat about the dance classes. How did they come about?
The leader of the dance school, she got some money to work with people with different disabilities to see what she could offer to give people some form of exercise, really to see what the outcome of that would be. And she worked with two groups initially. One was the local Parkinson's group and one was Site Support Rydale. So she did some training and looked into how people with different disabilities could benefit from some sort of exercise and then see how that could develop into dance sessions. A group of about eight of us went along and we've been going now for a couple of years, I think.
That's amazing. Are you a big dancer, Anne? Have you danced before, or was this your first kind of venture into this?
Well, no, I've loved dancing. Having never seen in my life, I've danced as a small child with my family. My father used to dance with me a lot. We danced at school. I've always enjoyed dancing. And for me, it's a feeling of movement that I enjoy. I describe it that it's the feeling of freedom, to be able to move often on my own. We all have volunteer with us and you can actually dance all the time with your volunteer, particularly people who need some support, whose mobility is not very good. My volunteer happens to be a very good friend anyway, and she's so used to me that I totally rely on her to be where I expect her to be. When I'm dancing, I don't know why. I always think I'm standing still, but I seem to wander about quite a bit. And she's quite happy to pull me back into place. And I don't mind that because I know I can trust her to be there and to help me when I need her. So if I put my hand out, I know she's always where I expect her to be, which is great. But it does give me that freedom that as a totally blind person, you don't always get a lot of. If you go out, you've got either a person with you or you've got a cane or you've got a dog. You very rarely get the opportunity to move freely. And that's what that gives me.
That sounds amazing. And I've heard this before, actually, when I spoke to someone who also does ballroom dancing, talking about just the ability to really be able to move freely without worrying that you're going to walk into something or there's going to be a wall there, or it's just being in a safe space where you know you can trust that nothing's going to happen to you.
That's right. Yeah, that's I think is such a good thing. And the feeling at the end of it that everybody gets, we always end each session where we're in a circle holding hands and then you pass the energy around the room. You don't give your energy away. We all pass to each other. So we all have energy, everybody else's energy for the next fortnight before we meet again. So to a nice piece of music, you squeeze the person's hand next to you and that passes right round the circle, that squeeze. And then everybody puts their hands sort of up in the air together and squeezes together. So we're all sharing our energy. And that's how we end each session. They say the smile on everybody's face, everybody's beaming. And that's just what it does for everybody. Everybody leaves feeling re-energized and charged, ready for the next fortnight.
I imagine even if, though you're dancing with just, you know, one partner, there'll be a sense of community of doing this.
Yes. And also, you know where other people are and you chat with other people as you're either passing or meeting or, you know, we do some circle dancing. So you're holding hands with lots of different people, but we all know each other well enough. And occasionally we do these moving on aggressive dances. So you are dancing with different people. In our group, there's only me that doesn't have any sight. All the other members have different degrees of sight loss. But because we all know each other well, you know, we all can speak to each other and know who's there. So it is a very small, close-knit group and new people are welcome. We had 16 members at the last session, which was amazing.
Well, you mentioned that you've been doing this for a couple years now. So, what sort of is there specific dance styles you have tried? Is it you mentioned some is there like light dancing, maybe some
We do
ballroom,
also,
modern?
we do a bit of everything, and also Angela has simplified something. So we do a Scottish reel, but it's our version of it, you know. So it's all very simplified, and we dance with maracas, and we dance with scarves, and we do line dancing. I love that bit because that is freedom. Because I do that, we're in a line, but I am always on my own for that. But Judith is always at the side of me, so you know she directs me if I do go off on a wander. We've done ballroom dancing, we've done a little bit of jive, we try all sorts of things, but it's just very, very simplified. We don't practice and we don't do any exhibitions or anything like that. We just enjoy a bit of dance. So we do try all sorts of things, and I think in general, I don't think there's anything that hasn't worked. And if somebody asked about something, a type of dance, then I'm sure, you know, we would have a go at it.
Even break dancing?
Oh, well, I haven't tried that yet.
There is a gent down in London, I believe, who has done break dancing classes with children that included some really creative directions. I believe using beatboxing as sounds for each movement because break dancing is so quick.
And of course, currently it's, you know, dancing is in the public eye because of Chris McCausland doing Strictly, you know, as a blind person on Strictly, which, you know, it's something that probably people wouldn't think. I'd love to do it. Not that I'll ever be invited or anything like that. I'm not a celebrity, but to have somebody on there who is blind and is, you know, taking part in, I think it's a very good thing for the sight impaired community.
I don't think Chris maybe quite realized how much of an impact him just signing up for Strictly would have. But Anne, if someone is listening and they're from the Rydale area and they're like, you know what, I fancy a bit of dancing. How do they get in touch to ask more questions or maybe to even say, can I come?
Yes, well, we'd love to have more people come on board and, you know, join us. So we do have a telephone number for our site support Rydale office, and that's 01653 698860. And the staff there would be very pleased to talk to anybody.
Fantastic. Well, Anne, thank you so much for speaking on RNAB Connect Radio and many more years of dancing to you and the group.
Thank you. Thank you very much.